Before recent headlines, most of us haven't been thinking much about smallpox. But an important timeline of events published by Corey Diggs shows us how the same foundations, corporations, and NGOs responsible for COVID-19 have been very busy with smallpox since June of 2001, when the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Johns Hopkins, and ANSWER, who was awarded the majority of money for Operation Warp Speed, simulated a smallpox attack on U.S. citizens named Dark Winter.
We're about to go into a dark winter,
and begin preparing for a smallpox attack. In September of 2007, the FDA licensed a new modern smallpox vaccine made by Sanofi Pasteur. In 2014, six vials of smallpox are found in a cardboard box at the NIH and transferred to the CDC. Months later, the first antiviral drug used to treat smallpox was created, funded by Bill Gates and the Wellcome Trust. On October 6, 2017, Emergent BioSolutions, responsible for a vaccine that injured over 300,000 soldiers, acquired the smallpox vaccine contract from Sanofi Pasteur. In July of 2018, the FDA approves a drug to treat smallpox made by SIGA Technologies, who signs a contract to maintain a stockpile of 1.7 million doses of their antiviral drug. September 3, 2019, Emergent BioSolutions is awarded $2 billion to deliver their smallpox vaccine into the national stockpile. Weeks later, one of only two labs in the world known to store live samples of the variola virus that causes smallpox suffers an explosion. And the FDA approves a vaccine to prevent both smallpox and monkeypox. In March of 2021, Merck secures over $300 million from the Biden administration and the Bill Gates Foundation to convert, upgrade, and equip their facilities. In June of 2021, the FDA approves the antiviral treatment for smallpox, which was funded by Bill Gates and the Wellcome Trust in 2014. In July, Oxford University assists SIGA in expanding use of their monkeypox drugs into the Central African Republic. On Halloween, Joe Biden signs an executive order to exercise authority over the national defense stockpile. Weeks later, Bill Gates warns governments of a smallpox terror attack. 7 days after that, several vials of smallpox are incidentally discovered at the Merck facility in Pennsylvania. The very next day, a rare case of monkeypox is discovered in Maryland.
What else are we not listening to that we need to take action on now?
Well, the idea of a bioterrorist attack is kind of the nightmare scenario, because they're a pathogen with a high death rate would be picked. Now, the good news is most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one.